Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you. And Greg, Carolina travels to Florida State tonight to face a Seminole team that probably should have beaten Duke over the weekend. Carolina struggled with Wake Forest. Certainly not a good recipe for success for the Tar Heels down in Tallahassee.
Yeah, and Leonard Hamilton's got the same kind of team that he's had in recent years. Very long, very athletic. They've actually got some experience this year. And when you look at what they've done, they're 11-2 on the season. They lost a one-point game to Oklahoma State, who's got a pretty good team this year. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the Duke game this past weekend. And so North Carolina's going to have their hands full. And I think kind of the big key for the Tar Heels is Florida State is one of the top teams nationally defensively. And that's what Leonard Hamilton is known for. And with their length, UNC is going to have to make sure that they don't just settle for those outside shots. You know, one of my concerns with this North Carolina team is that sometimes when it's tough to get the ball inside, they like to shoot from outside because they've had success. But you know, that can be fool's gold at times. We've seen that happen with the team down 15-5-1 in Durham over the years. Is you know, they're shooting the ball well, then all of a sudden they get cold. And if you don't have an inside game to kind of counter that, you can run into some problems. So it's going to be very critical for North Carolina to stay with their plan and get the ball inside, and for Luke May to continue to be effective, even though he's going against more athletic, taller players down in the post. And then we need to see Sterling Manley, Garrison Brooks, or Brandon Huffman, some combination of those three guys, to really start to elevate their play. It's ACC time now. For North Carolina to achieve the goals they have, those guys have got to grow up very quickly.
Roy Williams and the Heels need to get some inside presence. They've got to shoot the ball well. Florida State hosting North Carolina 7 p.m. on ESPN2.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.